From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgates. Representing KTYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Chris.
Yeah, we are the Forum for the Fans, the Blue Show. This is not Chris, this is actually Steve. The Giants fall 28-14 to the Buffalo Bills at MetLife Stadium. We are gracious to the great people at Mustangs at 30th and 7th in Manhattan. We have the coaching roundtable at 30th and 7th at Mustangs. Do this platform to get our thoughts on and platform on the fly right now. So we're gonna bring on the stakeholders right now. So we have no time to waste. We're gonna bring on everybody in the order that they called. The immediate reaction to the game. We're at Mustangs in Manhattan, 30th and 7th. So what I'm gonna do is we have a lot of background noise. So I'm gonna put myself on mute after I bring on everybody on the list. Everybody on the roll call, so hello to the people, say hello, and then pretty much say hello, and then we're going to start off with you on tonight's game as well. Shout out to everybody. How you doing? Everybody for the let me bring everybody on. Give me time to set up. Lady Blue, say hello to the people. How you doing?
Hello. Hello. Can you hear me?
We're going to lead off with you. We're at the post-game live spot at Mustangs here on 30th and 7th at Mustangs in Manhattan. So stay right there. We're going to lead off with you. I think this is a spin. I don't have my glasses on. So Simmons, what's up, man? How you doing?
Yeah, I'm here, man.
Sam, what's going on, homie? All right. Stay right there, homie. Going to go right to you. You're going right behind Lady Blue. This is Manny Dawes, I believe. Manny Dawes, say hello to the people.
Yo, I'm here, baby. Let's go.
Manny Dawes, what's going on, homie? All right, stay right there. I'm going to get to you after Lady Blue and then Slim. Let's get to the 410. The 410. Let's go to the Q, the math. What's going on, homie? What's up, man? How you doing? Yeah? Cue the map. 410. I don't know who that is. I think this is Doris. Doris, say hello to the TV.
Bleed Blue.
Shout out to Doris. Checking out Doris. Shout out to Doris. Stay right there, Doris. We're going to come back to you. Dre, man, what's going on, man? How you doing, sir?
We good, G fam.
All right, man. Shout out to Dre G, man. Shout out to Dre, man. What's going on? That's for the big O, man. Peace and blessings, homie. How you doing?
Peace and blessings. What's going on?
All right. Shout out to Big O, man. Shout out to Big O. And for the Frank, man. Frank, how old? Say hello to the people.
Yo, what's up, peeps?
All right, man. It sounds good, man. It's for the Robbie, man. Robbie, chill out. Shout out to you on the checking, man. Robbie, what's going on?
God, dude. Well, start Daniel Jones, fire everyone, and please, I mean, literally, I don't even know, you know, last week, you know, I know you guys, you know, follow me on Twitter last week, I was catching all kinds of shit for saying bench Eli Manning, and now it happens every week, and then the tide turns, they're like, oh, Eli sucks, it just depends on his game, but regardless of the fact that this team, man, is terrific from the top down, and when I say top down, I mean ownership, I mean players, I mean everything about it. It's hard to support it. It's hard to watch it, man. I don't even know if I'm going to go next week, to be honest with y'all, man. It's hard to keep doing this every year, bro. It's the same shit. You know what I mean? So be ready for another top 5-6.
Hold up, man. I understand the frustration. Hold up, man. We're going to get everybody on.
Oh, we're going to make sure to put on everybody on. My fault. Go ahead.
Yeah. Shout out to Robbie, man. I know he's been in his frustration, too. I understand it. Don't get me wrong. Call from the 619 0781. What's going on? How you doing? Who's this?
This is Amber.
Oh, shit. Amber. All right. So I apologize. Ansel, how you doing? Thank you very much. We want to get to you, Amber, on a long call. Amber really has. Stay right there, Amber. We're going to get every stakeholder, every Giants fan calling in. They want to solve off on their frustration. All right, cool, man. Billy Bob, how are you doing, sir?
Good afternoon, guys. How are we doing?
Are you on your phone?
I'm not in my feelings. That's over. I got gray hair now.
Oh, man. Shout out to Billy Bob. Billy Bob, stay right there, homie. We're going to get to you. Let's get to the Bates on the phone. We're going to have Bates co-host this episode here. Bates, shout out to the Bates from the NYG phone line, NYG. We got the Tampa tailgate, Chicago tailgate. Bates, how you doing, sir?
I'm good, man. More of the same. We're going to talk about it.
I'm going to keep your microphone open. We're going to do this post. We're going to have this post game. Salute. We're going to have you chime in on everything. We'll keep your mic over. Just keep the background noise to a minimum. And definitely to the win. What's going on, sir?
Yo, hey, Steve, what a surprise it was to see you for the home opener. That was awesome, man. We had a great time pregame, hitting up the tailgate, saying hello to all the people, posting videos, talking, meeting people. Thank you so much for allowing me to run into you today. It's going to be a little kind of loud and crazy here. I just wanted to shout out to the people live from MetLife. I was there. I witnessed. I was disappointed. I will see all frontliners next Sunday in Tampa.
Yeah, continue on, man. Let everybody know how much fun you have, Russell, before we go to Lady Blue. You have a great time, man. We're going to have everybody chiming on this.
Steve, it was a 50-50 game, but we got to walk around, say hi to everybody. I got to see Worm. I got to see you. I got to see everybody. You ran into some friends. I ran into some friends. It was just a great vibe out here for the home opener. A lot of Bills fans showed up. I don't want to take away some time from people to speak on the show. I'm kind of loud, and there's a lot of background noise here. But I'll call Thursday. I will call Thursday, and we'll talk.
All right. Stay right there. I want to get your opinion because you were at the game. I want your opinion on the game. Stay right there. We're gonna co-pilot with Bates from the front line. Jason from Big Blue, Definition of Lit from Big Blue, Arizona. Lady Blue, to sign off, go ahead and put your 3 minutes on there because we got no time to spare. We got everybody on here. We want everybody's thoughts. We're live here at Mustangs in Midtown Manhattan right now. Go ahead, Lady Blue, fire away.
To me, it was the same shit, different week. I think we just should not score first anymore. And it's just, it's getting old. Our defense, yes, some of it is young, but even our veterans are doing nothing. Jenkins is leaving too much of a cushion. He's not fast enough. Baker, I don't even know how he made the team because he just flat out sucks. And we just need to start from the top down. Betcher, Schumer, they all need to go. I'm tired of it. The play calling sucks. You get away. I mean, I don't know if it was the Buffalo Bills defense that got their shit together to stop Barkley, or was our offensive line just breaking down, not making enough holes. I don't know the answer to that question, but it's the same shit, different week, and it's going to be another long, disappointing season unless something changes. But it is what it is. I mean, I guess the only way we can score more than 14 points is during preseason because this is just a nightmare. Basically, that's all I got because I'm just so aggravated and disgusted. I want to hear what everyone else has to say.
Lady Blue, do you have a question? Let's go to who's behind you? A Tim is behind you. Do you have a question for a Tim for today's game?
Well, actually, I have a question for who was at the game. When their quarterback was sacked, and initially it was an incomplete, they said that the whistle blew prior to him being called in the grass. When I replayed that on my DVR, it was the whistle blew after the ball left his hand for a fumble. It should have been a fumble for us. What did you guys feel at the stadium that should have been?
Sorry about that, ladies. I had a little delay. That's a great question. Let's go to Slim and get his thoughts. My thoughts is as far as the fumble, watching it in transition from MetLife Stadium to Manhattan, it could have been a toss-up. Slim, let's get your prior. We want to get your thoughts on this. We want to bring you on. So let us know what your thoughts are as far as the game.
Hey, man, the game was what it was, man. At the end of the day, everybody knew coming into this year the defense was going to be a work in progress and it was probably going to be bad and we were going to have to win games with the offense scoring, but we can't do that because our quarterback is absolutely garbage. I don't want to hear nothing about how many yards he passed for. I don't want to hear about this, that, and the third. When the game is there to still be saved, you're not making any plays, man. You're not making none. And we that built-in excuse of the offensive line, that's over with, man. That's over with because he's not barely getting touched the way he was last year. So I'm sorry. You can't have your ball batted and intercepted after you get a 60-yard punt return to put you in prime position to score. You can't – how many times do we got to see a 5-yard pass that's 5 yards short of the first down? How many times do we got to see him throwing swing passes at Barkley's feet as he's coming out of the backfield? You can't even execute – you can't even execute a swing pass. Why is it that almost every pass down the field is high and a receiver has to jump for it? Man, I don't know about y'all. Y'all can have the rest of this season, man. I've already said I'm not watching another Giants game on TV until they start Daniel Jones. There's no point. If we're going to lose, you might as well lose with a rookie quarterback. There's no excuse for you to be a 16-year-old veteran and you're still playing like you're just new to the quarterback position. It's not all on him, no. But you know what? For the last 2 weeks, there was times that this game was still within reach, and you need to make a play. And I'm sorry, if you're the $23.2 million man, you got to be able to raise the level of the players around you, the receivers around you. You look at dudes that's making big money. You look at Aaron Rodgers. You look at Drew Brees. You look at his brother and Tom Brady. Them guys, they had receivers we never heard of that became household names. So, like I've been saying, man, that built-in excuse of the offensive line is terrible, and he keep getting hit, that's over with. He's been sacked 2 times for the year, 1 time in each game. And the first game is because he rolled out and was a deer in headlights and didn't throw the ball and couldn't run to get the first down. I'm done with it, man. I'm done with it. Until they start Daniel Jones, I'm not watching any more games. And I damn sure ain't wasting my money to go to none. Because this is ridiculous, man. I thank you for the 2 championships. I thank you for the 16 years. But you know what? It's time for you to go, man. It's time for you to go. And ownership, they got to stop with this nonsense. Yeah, it was wrong what happened to him when his streak got broken. But you know what? We, the fans, should not have to pay for this 2 and 3 years after the fact. He just don't got it anymore, man. He don't got it anymore. And anybody that doesn't want to realize that and they don't want to see it, you can continue being a homer all you want. Jones will come in the game. He'll make mistakes. He'll throw picks. But he got a built-in excuse, Eli Manning. Don't. He's a rookie, and he never seen it before. So until they start Jones, I'm done.
That is the greatest thing sounding off at post-game after the Giants fall to the Buffalo Bills. We're going to get to Manny Jones, and we're going to have Bass chime in before we get the doors. Manny Jones, give us your thoughts as far as what you saw today versus the Buffalo Bills.
All right, man, here's the thing. This is what I saw. You can have a great quarterback game last week, and you can't win. You have a terrible quarterback game this week, and you can't win. So, honestly, I would love to see Daniel Jones in because I want to hear everybody else's excuse. The defense can't win games. They can't. They suck. Right now, they give up 35 and they give up 28. We got the game within one possession, 21-14. And what did we do? We let them drive all the way down the field. Let alone, we had stopped them at the 1 yard line. Remember on the special teams punt coverage, they had a 99-yard drive. You know how hard it is to go 99 yards in the NFL without a home run play? So, again, this is defense. Coaching. How many times you going to watch DeAndre Baker get beat? How many times? The boy couldn't cover his nose if he sneezed. You understand what I'm telling you? This man can't cover right now. You last week you said it's first game jitters. All right, cool, first game jitters. Not this week. Not this week. This week he was getting beat like a piñata everywhere. They was taking turns. They was running a train on him as receivers. It was Beasley. It was John Brown. It was McKenzie. It was some dude out of the stands named Felipe that just put on a jersey. Like, it didn't matter who was out there at receiver. DeAndre Baker was getting beat. You understand what I'm telling you? Where's Ballantyne? Where's Julian Love? Why are we not putting those guys in? We finally got three sacks. That was great to see. Offensive line didn't play as well this week. Eli looked like trash today. If he threw his last pass, thank you. Love you, Eli. Big Eli fan. He's a Hall of Famer to me. At the end of the day, though, when you look at this team, we blew from the top to the bottom. We blew a lot of opportunities. We blew a lot of opportunities. Now, go back to draft day. Go back to draft day. We draft Daniel Jones instead of Josh Allen. Now, then we had a chance to get Montez Sweat. We didn't get him either. We got Dexter Lawrence. Then we trade up, and instead of getting Greedy Williams, we go get DeAndre Baker. Okay, this is all Gettleman. Then we, after we go do really well in the preseason, we get rid of all the guys that we did well with and brought in a whole new set of guys to give them 1 week to get prepared for Dallas. That was a bad management move. Okay? I don't think it's panic time. I really don't. But at the end of the day, defense win championships, right? And we don't have a defense right now. I don't care who you put in. If Eli threw for another 300 this week, we still would have lost because they can't stop a bloody nose, man. They can't. So it's ugly. DeAndre Baker, he's looking like a bust right now. And like I told you, he can't cover his own nose if he sneezes. He's struggling. Yeah, his new name is DeAndre Apple. That's his new name. He is DeAndre Apple right now. That's where he's at on my book. And like I tell people, I want to win games. I don't care who's in. I'm not no abandoned ship type dude. Never have been, never will be. You're never going to convince me to look at my team every week and expect to lose. I don't. Call me crazy, call me delusional. But you know who you're going to want on that front line when it's time to fight and go to war? Me. Not the dude that's looking for somebody to fall or looking somewhere to hide and duck. I'm right here. I'm right here. We're going to fight every week. So that's my thoughts on the game. Defensively, we stink. Offensively, we need to get more points on the board. If we start Daniel Jones, welcome. Welcome to the team.
Now, Manny Jones, do you have a question for Slim? Because I know you guys are sitting on opposite ends of the spectrum on this side on the board. Slim seems to be anti-Eli for what happened today. You kind of rotted with Eli because of the season. Manny Jones, do you have a question for Slim or even any of the stakeholders subsequently on his platform after this loss today before we go to the next
one? My question to all the stakeholders. If you stop the quarterback equation, take the quarterbacks out of the equation. Look at Barkley. Look at receivers. Look at defense. Look at the whole thing. Are we winning these two games? Are we winning these two games? If you take the quarterback out of the equation, because the quarterback had a great game last week and the past game this one, so they cancel each other out. Let's not talk quarterback. Talk team. Are we winning these two games if we have a great quarterback?
Can you give us the answer to that?
Yep. If you got a great quarterback, you win in the game. Yep. Because you know why? While the game is still there to be won, he's going to make plays and he's going to push the ball down the field. How many times you got to see a 5-yard pass that's 5-6 yards short of the first down, and a dude got to try to catch the ball and make a play? Second drive of the game, bro. You had Ingram open on a cross, so you throw the ball high. The third down pass, you got a dude wide open breaking to the side. You throw the ball all the way out to the ground. Come on, bro. 16 years, and you don't have no completions and no yards in a whole quarter of football. I could have went out there. You could have went out there and completed one pass. Like I'm saying, how many times do we got to see you throwing the ball at the feet of Barkley when you're supposed to be throwing the swing pass, bro? When he's supposed to be able to catch that thing on the move and go. Like I said, bro, Eli ain't the only problem here. The defense is terrible. But everybody knew coming into this year the defense wasn't going to be no good. And if we won games, we're going to have to win games in shootouts, which means your quarterback got to produce. And he got to make the plays that's there to be made. Like I said, the building excuses, the offensive line ain't no good. You can't use that this year. You can't use it. He ain't hardly been touched. He ain't hardly been hit in these first two games. So that excuse is out the window. You just saw what the mobility of a quarterback can help you, bro. You saw the way he took B.J. Hill ankles and completed that pass on third down. You seen the way he was able to manipulate the defense and the times when nothing was open, he could run down the field and get 5, 6, 7 yards and keep a drive going. You don't got that with Eli. Play the kid and see what he got. It can't be no worse than what it already is. It can't.
And it does.
Yeah, that would be the only thing I agree with is that. Yeah, that would be the only thing I agree with is that it can't get no worse than what it is. At the end of it all, if he would have played lights out, we would have lost 35-28. It'd have been a shootout, and we'd have lost because we can't stop nobody. We got it down to one possession. One possession. And the offense of the Bills came down and scored a touchdown. So, I mean, it is what it is. Let's see what happens next week. That's what I'm here for.
All right, shout out to Manny Doors, man. Manny Doors, thank you very much for giving the doors. Doors, give me your thoughts. We're going to go to Dre. Before we get to Dre, we're going to bring on Baker. Go ahead, Doors. What are your thoughts?
I'm going to give it to week 4 when Golden Tate comes back. I'm going to give them to that week 4. And see how we do. But the entire team stink. And I think it's something going on in that locker room. Something's still not right. They got rid of OBJ, and he really wasn't the problem. But it's still a problem. They're not working together. Something is going on, and it's just not right. And they need to bring in all the players. And I think they'll do that week 4 when Golden Tate come back. And if it's still looking like crap, I'm calling the front office when the season comes to an end, because everybody needs to go from the top to the bottom, fire the entire team. You know, because now they're going to
be
wasting.
When you make that call.
They're going to waste Saquon Barkley's talent.
If you call the front office, I want to be on that call. I can't. I want to be a fly on the wall on that call.
Well, you can, because I'm telling about because I don't know why they got rid. Everybody talk about Landon Collins, but you got to remember, these last two seasons, the entire team wasn't doing nothing. So you can't judge none of them over the last two seasons because they all was doing good in 2016 when we made the playoffs. And after that, and when they start dismantling the defense and getting rid of everybody, we've been shit ever since 2016. So I'm not judging no one on the last two seasons, and they got rid of everybody. Come on. Get real. Something ain't right. Something don't smell right.
That is – all right, that's a great story. Doors, thank you very
point,
much. Bates, you heard everybody speak.
Yeah,
you heard Sim, Manny Dog, Doors speak. Give us your quick opinion on what you heard, what you said. Before we go to Grace,
there's a lot of
and then Frank and everybody.
I'm not gonna, like I said, I'm not gonna jump on Eli, but Eli left some plays out there. But at this point, at this stage of this team, we are not going anywhere. So the only thing I would say is I don't see no risk putting the young dude in there. I'm not blaming Eli, but we can try something different. One of my issues or my questions is. Is there no one behind DeAndre Baker? Because this dude was getting beat like a dusty rug, and they didn't sub him out. They didn't take him out on no plays. The opposing team was basically targeting this dude the whole time. He's paying 5 to 7 yards off the receiver. Buffalo doesn't have any dynamic receivers. You know, they don't have no dynamic receivers. So why are you playing so far off? And you're like giving tons of room, and then We should have made. We left a lot of the plays out there on defense on the front side. We can't tackle. Yo, why the? We got the opposing quarterback stiff arming defensive linemen. Are you effing serious? Get this man down. If we have poor play in the front end and on the back end, it's disastrous. And then no matter how much points we score, if we can't stop the opposing team, it really don't matter. Buffalo's offense is not that dynamic. But we gave up 28 points. We gave up 35 points. It's a pause for change. The coaching is bad. To me, the gameplay was bad. It's the same strategy. We start off good, and then it falls to shit after that. So that's coaching. You get a 50, 60-yard run back and a tip turnover the next play. It's like we're just not doing what we need to do to be win. Maybe we're not trying to win. Maybe that's a scenario and we're just not smart enough to see it. Maybe that's the plan, that we're not trying to win. But I don't think change, although I'm four now, Daniel Jones in, I don't think him being in those last two games, we would have won. Because first of all, he can't even secure this on the center exchange. So you're going to add those fumbles into the game. So I don't know what the answer is, but I don't know. But, you know, my question is there no depth? I know we're thin, but like someone else said, where's Valentine? Where's Love? Why don't you don't get a chance? Because DeAndre Baker's not cutting it. And it's not second game. You know, we got a game jitters. He looks lost out there.
All right, we got a lot of frustration on DeAndre Baker. We're going to get the Dre. We're going to get the Frank Lobby. We're going to get the DD Nation, Big O, everybody else, Billy Bob, Quentin, Kristen, everybody, definition of lit. So let's go right down the line. Dre, give us your thoughts as far as Dre's question, Bates' question as far as the quality of depth behind the cornerback, the quarterback situation, and how you feel about the Los Angeles today. And then we'll get to Frank. We're going to get to everybody else behind you. Go ahead, Dre. What's your thought?
All right. Okay. Listen up. I called in today. I'm in the middle of Oklahoma, country-ass town. I didn't even get to see the game because all they show is, yeah, I got it, Grandma. It's right there. Because all they show here is that, yeah, all they show here is Dallas games. Now, I saw some highlights. My question is, why? I can understand DBs getting beat and everything. But why the hell the past 2 weeks, you know, wide receivers been wide open? You know what usually happens when a wide receiver is wide open, nobody around them 10 yards? It's a blown coverage. So how come every week it seemed like, you know, 75% of the defensive plays that we got in the receiver is 10 yards ahead of everybody, nobody around them? That is a blown coverage. That's too many blown coverages. That don't look right to me. They don't know what the hell they're doing out there. And there's a lot of people saying, I'm going to put it to you like this. Eli is a company man. Meaning, if we call a play to run Barkley into the A-gap and Eli know that the linebacker been blitzing the A-gap all game and we can run a play where the tight end, you know, basically runs a cross route in the place where the linebacker came from and get a quick 5-6 yards. Eli's not going to audible out of that play. Know why? Because he's a company man. That's not what Shermer called. Shermer called for that dive in the A-gap. And you know why we got Daniel Jones? Because he's a company man. So as far as people saying, oh, well, why didn't Eli audible? It's going to be the same question with Daniel Jones because Daniel Jones is a company man. Whatever they call, he's going to run. And Daniel Jones is going to be even more a company man because he's new blood. He don't want to get the coaches mad at him. But, you know, in the fans' defense that says Eli should audible, hell yeah, Eli should audible out of that. Eli been there for 16 years. Eli is the play caller. See what I'm saying? He's the man that's been running running New York, running our team for 16 years. And I mean, they just, like, I'm hearing about Baker. Last week, I saw a lot of plays where he don't even, was he not looking back at the ball again? Like, is that what they teach in Georgia? Don't look back for the ball? He going to get a lot of pass interference calls called on him when he actually do break up a pass because he don't look back for the ball. So, I mean, there's a lot of people say, oh, well, we knew the defense was going to be garbage. No, this defense is garbage. Defense second half of the season wasn't garbage. They was okay. There's no way in hell anybody on this line could have predicted that we was going to be this bad. This is garbage right here. Because we can't stop nobody. And when you can't stop nobody, that's just like, look at the defense that we had against New Orleans that year when I think we put up 41 points against them and they still won. That's because New Orleans didn't have a defense. We didn't have a defense. And it was whoever scored last. That's how New Orleans beat us. But if you ain't got no defense, man, and Eli's not going to put up 41 points. We need a quarterback. Eli got to put up 41 points with this defense, and it's just not going to happen. I mean, that's all I got to say, too. But for the stakeholders, that's my question. What you think went wrong with the defense today? Because I'm looking at highlights of the game. Highlights don't tell the full story, but all I saw was receivers wide open. I saw their quarterback stiff arm the hell out of our defender. I just shook my head, man. But that's the question that I got to the stakeholders. What do they think? The stakeholders that was at the game and the stakeholders, you know, that actually watched it on TV. And that's my, you know, that's my take on it. That's all I got to say about that.
All right, the Honorable Dre Graham, shout out to Susie. Shout out to Dre, man. His question as far as the issues with the defense, we're going to get to Frank after that. We're going to get to Robbie. We're going to get the caller out there in San Diego. We're going to get to Billy Bob, and we're going to get that to Bake. DB Nation's on the line with us. Matt is with us, Kristen, and of course, Big O. So let's get to let's go to Frank, get it started. As far as the questions from Dre, as far as the defense, we're here at Mustangs here in Manhattan, man. Go ahead, Frank, give us your thoughts as far as Dre's question.
Yeah, I mean, you got a bunch of young guys on this defense. They just don't know what's going on, you know, with Baker and you know, Ballantyne's and all this stuff. All these guys are all young. They don't know how to play the game yet. They're playing against experience, and even if they suck the other team, they just don't know what's going on. That's what I saw. It's the same as last week. The problem is, I mean, you know, you could say Betcher, it's his fault, it's whatever is going on. Yeah, okay, we could say that. We could say last year it's Spagnuolo's fault. The Giants just do not have the talent to play football. They've got one player that can play the game, and I'm proud to say that being a Penn State Nittany Lion. And that's the only thing I've got about them is they just don't have the talent to play in the NFL with the teams that are out there and the caliber of people that are playing this game. They just don't have it. It's very clear to see that they don't have it. And it's going to take them, what I said, Steve, in the offseason, when we were talking, there was a couple, three of us on the calls. We were talking about offense, defense. They're a rebuilding phase team. And it's going to be a while before this team gets to where they even need it close to be. That's what I see. I'm not going to blame Eli. I'm not going to blame the offensive line, defensive line. They just don't have the caliber of people to play or players to play in this league. They just don't have it. They might have one or two here and there that can do something, you know, but in general, they just don't have it. So the defense is – he's right. The defense – is not going to win us games. Like Elaine said, going down and scoring first, we don't need to do that. That's putting a jinx on us, if you want to call it that. But, hey, you know, that's the star player that's making that stuff happen. So now you ask yourself, how long do we keep our star player before he says, it's time for me to open up my mouth and get out, and then Gettleman gets pissed off at him? Because he's already been, he's now a leader, and he's going to get tired of losing too. And we got another, 2 years with him, and he's going to be loud and want to get out because he knows he's the caliber that he can go anywhere and play this game. So the Giants are digging themselves a grave, It's just tired of watching them. Anybody want to hit me up? I got 3 tickets for Tampa next week. Jason, if you're listening, Elaine, if you're listening, you guys get with me. I got 3 tickets. Sitting with Chris. That's all I got, Steve.
My man Freddie is scalping the tickets over here on the post game round table. He's scalping the tickets, man, for the stakeholders. That's what's up. Oh, man, it's a sad situation. We got Giants fans. Objectively speaking, they're peace after the game versus the Buffalo Bills. Shout out to Frank and next week at Tampa Bay, man. We're going to have a thoughts, man. Who's that? I can't hear that. Who's that? I can't hear that. Who's that? Is that Vic?
It's Vic. So, yeah, what was the vibe? What was the vibe in the stadium? What was the vibe in the stadium?
I mean, you can get my thoughts because I was there for a little bit before I dipped out and go back to the city. I mean, Giants fans were happy for a home opener, but for the most part, Giants are not comfortable with the defense. I mean, that's the vibe I got out of this because even though we took the 7-0 lead, my thing is, man, we know we talked about this all season. We know, like, this shit doesn't surprise me as far as top, you know, pass rushing. As far as our defensive ends getting to the quarterback, the linebackers making plays, and then for the fact that Josh, you know, from Allen, to do what they need to do, and as far as putting up 28 against us, man, our defense is very, very, very bad in state, man. It really is. Robbie, give us your thoughts. Add everything NYG on Twitter, man. 7,000 followers, man. Go ahead and everything. And give us your thoughts on the game, and we'll get to everybody else behind you. Calling from San Diego, we get to Billy Bob, we get to DB Nation, Hugh, the Mask, Kristen, and Billy Bob. Go ahead, Robbie. Go ahead, fire away.
Hey, man. Thank God for my UCF Knights, man. I can actually watch winning football. But hey, you know, at the end of the day, I started a little bit on it earlier. And the only thing, I mean, I've been preaching it, y'all know, for the last 4 years. If there's anybody on this call that still supports number 10, go fuck yourself. And, hey, look, I'm only saying it that way because that means you are legitimately not a fan of the New York Giants because you want to support someone that literally is the reason for our losses. The defense sucks. The defense is horrible. And the coaching staff is horrible. Don't get me wrong. Everything about everything is horrible. But – like, I think I was, man, it must have been like 2015, and I remember y'all recorded it and used it for a while when I said it starts with the nucleus, and that's Eli Manning. And I've been saying that, and he is the nucleus. He is the biggest piece of our problem, the biggest piece of it. I'm tired of watching him, man. I'm tired of dealing with it. I'm tired of watching the same shit. I'm tired of looking at his goofy-ass face on the TV every single play, and I'm tired of him looking like someone that should have been retired 3 years ago. So, you know, as a whole, the team itself is just in a really bad spot. You know, we expect to lose. We expect to have rough games. We expect mistakes, man. But when you just watch this year after year and then you watch them pick players that just end up being nothing but another just honestly, like, it's just a dead end. You know, DeAndre Baker, I don't know who said it earlier, so that's Eli Apple part two. Couldn't have been more right. He looks horrific. And we traded up for him. And then, you know, so everything there just looks really bad. And I posted yesterday, I don't know if y'all, like I said, I don't know who follows me, but it's true, man. You know, there's that meme on Twitter with that guy, you know, that little kid. He's like, all right, I'm going to fuck with you with Saquon Barkley. And I was like, you know, this is Barkley come contract time because who wants to be here and who wants to come here? You know what I mean? It's not like Florida where there's no income tax or anything. Like, we ain't got wins. We don't have a future. We don't have a GM that wants to keep you. Why are you coming? Outside of money, and even then, still, why are you coming here? So I think the Giants are going to be a dead-end franchise for a while, man. It's hard to keep putting money into this. It's hard to keep supporting it. I'm right with the guy before me, man. I doubt I go next week. It's frustrating, man. It's hard to keep watching this. It's hard to be a fan. It's hard to support. It's hard to do what I do all day long and put myself out there constantly trying to support this team when I just can't do it, man. So I'm frustrated. I'm angry. We're all frustrated and angry, man. And it's hard to continue to watch mediocrity every single year that's backed up by these guys that are brought in. They're veterans. The veteran presence, the locker room help. I mean, you can help the locker room and the attitudes all you want. And you can act like a team in the preseason and go 4-0 every year. That's awesome. That's great. But then you go into the regular season and you face real competition and real head coaches and real staff and real training staff, real everything. And we get our ass whooped every week. The Dolphins are going to beat us. You know, it's just we're literally the dead-end franchise of the league right now. There's no future. And I hate being the negative one, but I've been this way since I've been on the show for 4 or 5 years. And it's showed every single year that there is nothing to come of this team right now, especially with number 10's goofy, derpy, should-have-been-retired ass playing for $24 million that none of us will ever see in our lifetime, but he's getting it to do what he's doing. It's disgusting. It's pitiful. Being a fan of this team is the biggest stress in my life. And so for the time being, I'm a fantasy football guy. And UCF Knights, charge on. Until then, I'll talk to y'all soon.
Not everything, NYG, man. You got to come to the table. You got to see your face in a couple of years. Don't give up hope as far as the fans. The fans got to do what you got to do. And everything, NYG, we definitely like to see you at the invasion tailgate or the front line. Give your thoughts on that, because I think crazy. Cap off his ticket at Everton NYG, man. But it was great to hear your thoughts on that. Are you still having a second thoughts on that with the on his tailgate next weekend in Tampa Bay, man? What's your thoughts on that, NYG, before we go to Billy Bob?
Am I still having second thoughts on going?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, man. I mean, look, man,
okay,
it's the same
okay,
shit. That's my hard-earned college student-ass money that
yeah.
they're taking from me to give me the same shit. I'm good, bro. We'll see.
I feel you, man. Hey, let's get the Billy Bob. I know you're in your feelings, man. You're everything NYG, man, and we'll get to everybody else. We'll get the DB Nation, Q, Tristan. And of course, the honorable Big O, Billy Bob, you are in your feelings. Fire away.
First, I told y'all Buffalo was going to beat us thoroughly because I knew they had DBs. Second of all, with this Eli Manning playing great last week, that's a lie. I told y'all that number was a lie. We was losing. They were playing prevent defense. So the numbers are going to look good with Eli throwing the ball when you're losing. So they were just makeup yards. As of the day, the game was still in hand, even when the game went to 28-14. And for Eli to throw a duck, a punt, the gear like that just shows me what it was for Eli to do that. Like just like that was like three man down the field. Who was you throwing the ball to down the field like this here? So it just shows me all y'all need to know about Eli. And Robbie, I'm about to get into an argument with you because you sit here talking about you was the first one to bang on Eli. I've been banging on Eli since the jump when I was hollering about Eli with just like he needed three big wide receivers to look good. So we're going to have an argument about who started this shift with Eli and his bad play since way back when. And this is to sit here and just watch. Everybody say, even if we put in Daniel Jones, let me tell y'all, if we would have put in Daniel Jones, I think drives will carry on. Defense don't look that bad. When you constantly going three and out, your defense is going to look bad. It's going to look terrible. I told y'all that one year when the defense started to look good, when they went to the playoff that season, we started off bad, terrible. I said it takes a while for defense to make their adjustment. Everybody's brand new on defense. And I get that, but there's no excuses, no more, because the offensive line blocking. How many quarterbacks have a running back that go over 100 yards and still lose? This is like I don't even know where to go with this. So y'all want to try to front all y'all want to with this Eli? It's just whoa. Now y'all about to get me back in my feelings again. I'm looking at Eli like, what is going on? Like one of the callers said, every time he throwing the ball, it's like, why would you want to throw this five and out? It's just like these five and out. It's just like, what's the deal with this? These slants. And like, I'm looking at these slants. Every time Eli throws a slant, he throws it where it's somebody just sitting there like a safety or linebacker ready to jump the ball. It's like the slant is almost the most easiest route, the most easiest throw to throw in the NFL. A slant we talking about, guys. And Eli always throwing it into coverage. And it's like where we taking this at, bro? It's like we come every Sunday – sit down and do this all over again with Eli. Eli, it's Eli. It doesn't matter. I tell y'all, a quarterback can hold the ball. A quarterback know how to conduct the time. A quarterback know how to hold, like take time possession. Like, okay, my defense is bad. I know how to keep the drive going. We don't have that. When you, I mean, these, with Daniel Jones, he's a scrambling quarterback, like we said. If you see what Josh Allen did today, just having a scrambling quarterback can just, like, prolong a play. To even, like, prolonging series. And just to say that, man, it's just like we're almost out of words. It's like we don't even have nothing to talk about no more because we're constantly doing this. We're talking about the same thing, sounding like we're insane, busting our head looking for something different. The only different thing we need to do is just take Eli out, for real. If we're going to sit here and just watch our season go by, just put the quarterback in. Just go on and play the rookie. I told y'all, Corey Ballantyne, I said play all rookies. Play all rookies that just throw them in there and just play. Because it's no longer like watching Alex Overtree, and that was a man-balling thing. I'm like, how the hell you get rid of B.J.? I'm not saying B.J. would have made a difference. B.J. Gibson would have made a difference, but at least I know he would have made tackles. Like, he would have made tackles. He would have played plays. I know that for sure. I'm just done with Overtree, even though Conley, he needs to start like, all, man, I'm to the point where all rookies need to just be out there on the field. There's no cut, no which guy just be out there. You already, my whole thing is, from what I've seen over the offseason, you made that move, you traded, you did all this for rookies, and you just put them out there. That's it, gentlemen. Because I already told, I'm going to tell you, I told Big O, once I seen Daniel Jones doing his thing in the preseason, that gave gentlemen all the power. Like, anything y'all thought he was going to do was going to look good. Well, it's not. I'm sorry. But I'm to the point where just like, get the rookies in, man. Let's just stop wasting time and get the rookies in. I don't know how to tell y'all this here, but it's just Eli. There's no defense. It's Eli because he got a line. He got a running back. He had a number one receiver. Y'all took that away from him. So, and what's the good thing about that? When you took away that good number one wide receiver, that's every game plan. Now you don't know who to stop as a wide receiver. You can throw to anybody because you don't have a designated receiver to go to, and he still can't accomplish that. I'm sorry, guys. It's just Eli. It's Eli. Just go to bed and just say Eli. Wake up, get in your feelings, and just say Eli. Monday morning, say it's Eli. God damn. It's Eli. We in our feelings right now. It's Eli. That's all I got for y'all. We can't sugarcoat this here no more. We can't. That's all I got for y'all. Hello?
Yeah, Banks is here.
Anybody still here? Yeah, I'm still here.
I guess
y'all want me to go some more?
I guess it's just me and you, Billy Bob. Not anybody else.
Hey, listen. I just know what it is. It's because of me. I'm getting on here talking about Eli. That's why.
No.
Billy Bob was in the Steelers, man. Banks, you want to chime in real quick? I'm sorry about that because we kind of blacked out with you.
Yeah, absolutely. No, Billy Bob did raise a good point that I raised last year. If the offense keeps going out three and out, you put more pressure on the defense. But the difference this year is the defense, you call it young, you could call it ineffective, it's terrible. When the opposing team knows that 27 and 30 can't cover, but they're really attacking that side of the field. And it's making us inept. And then the lack of pass rush and the lack of coverage just is a perfect storm of ineptitude. I'm at the point, like, I agree. I'm at the point where I'm saying put the kid in. But I don't think that's going to change. That's not going to fix the defensive problem. I don't think we're still going to win more games. Or we might be more effective, but you know, Eli is not going to take us any further anymore. I really don't think so. This is what, his 17th year. I don't know. I just know there's a lot of holes in this team. We only have one quality player, that's Saquon Barkley. We don't have any dynamic players on defense, and this is not a winning product. And they put this team together. They purposely didn't sign or draft a dynamic end. So our organization is telling us what all we need to know. We can't win winning football with the squad, at least the way it's currently constituted in the lineup of the football. So
I don't know. Something's got to give, but I don't know what's going to give.
That is
big. Something's got to give.
Yeah, that's big. Chiming in behind Billy Bob. Billy Bob was in his feelings. We're going to get to DB Nation. We're going to get to Q the Mask. We're going to get to Kristen. And of course, Big O, the honorable Big O. Well, let's get to DB Nation, man. Get your thoughts, man. I mean, that horse got me talking today, man. I mean, hey, man, we're in live after the game. What's going on, man? How you doing? Yeah, fine, man.
Pretty good, pretty good. Steve, you can hear me?
Loud and clear. Loud and clear.
Yeah, man, I know it's been a while since I called in, man, but I don't know. In terms of Eli Manning, just to be brief with this, I do respect his career that he had, but everyone has to hang him up at some point. We might have seen the last pass from Eli Manning, you know, playing Giants football. I mean, who knows? I just want to win. You know, put Daniel Jones in. Let's see what happens. We need some sort of spark offensively. But I want to talk about a false sense of pride among the coaching and the front office, because that's been huge here. Dave Gettleman, he's made I don't know what's going on with DeAndre Baker. I mean, you traded up to get this guy and made sure you got him in the first round. He's right now, from what we've seen, he hasn't been that guy. I get the fact that he's young, but guess what? We have other people who can play other rookies as well. Janoris Jenkins, I felt, should have been a Giant after he tore his ACL on that interception return in Washington a while back. He's not the same. He's not Jack Rapp. He's just Janoris Jenkins, so he should be on the Giants. Let him go, free up some of that money so we can get some more players. We got a linebacker, I don't know if you guys know, Tuzar Skipper, we got from Pittsburgh. Young Joe, I think he's a rookie. I saw some highlights of him on YouTube. Why wasn't he in the game? Once again, false sense of pride with the coaches. No, just like one other caller would say, know your personnel. We got DeAndre Baker out there. Right now, he's a liability. Just like Landon Liability Collins was for us. And I'm glad he's gone because he was a liability for us. Too bad. So we got the wrong people in the wrong positions. And it's just no good. I mean, thank goodness we didn't see that guy Hamilton on the field playing corner, but once again, it goes back to last week. Why did the coaches allow that bum to play at all? After we saw what he was doing, getting beat, can't cover, can't tackle. Poor effort, too. That's another thing. When they scored to that guy, McKenzie, 19, on the Bills, did you guys see number 27's hustle? I didn't either. There was no hustle. He didn't even try to tackle the guy, at least try to make a play. It's bad enough Jabril Peppers was getting held. You didn't even try to make a tackle. And when I see that on film, if I'm a coach, a lack of effort, you got to go. I got to sit your ass down. Julian Love is the all-time leader in pass breakups in Notre Dame history. Where was he at? Why was he not on the field, coach? Once again, it comes to the coaching. Is it because you drafted him so high, you had to pay him all this money? Come on. Sit him down. Let's get some players you can play. Corey Ballantyne, the brightest spot at the cornerback position in all the preseason, coming out of Washburn. Gets shot in the butt after his best friend gets killed, comes back, and it's the best corner on the Giants. What's going on with that? We let go of Jake Carlock from LIUCW Post. He had the pick six in preseason off the batted ball. Why is he not a Giant anymore? Front office moves. Swallow your pride. Bring back Alonzo Russell, that other 6'4 receiver who had two touchdowns. It doesn't make sense to me. The coaching. Play calling. You know, play a lot of third and shorts. Saquon Barkley should have that blocker. Put Elijah Penny in there. We need a fullback. Giants always did great with fullbacks to get the tough yardage. Once again, that goes back to play calling. Up-tempo pace. We're down 21-7. There was no sense of urgency. Line your asses up. Go no huddle. Eli is at his best, as we all know, in that two-minute drill. Make that happen. He makes it happen. We were just kind of just going with the flow as if we were up 21-7. Go ahead. Take your time, guys. It's not like we're not losing. So it's terrible, man. But defensively, you gotta sit DeAndre Baker down. Who knows? He still might end up being a good corner. That's still, you know, we'll believe that when we see it. But put Julian Love in the game. Put Corey Ballantyne in, not just as a kick return man. Yeah, he did that when he was at Washburn in college, but fucking put him in. That's what the kid does. He had a few picks in preseason. He can tackle. He's a physical corner. Why is he not in the game? Coaches, know your personnel. Then also, too, look at the scheme. Why are our corners playing 9 to 10 yards off, giving up the automatic slant? What kind of defense you running, Betcher? I don't understand what kind of defense that was. We give him no points in the third quarter. We asked the defense actually steps it up a little bit. Don't even get me started on the referees. I mean, we had the helmet to helmet. How is that not called? What about player safety? Forget even being a Giants fan at this point. It's about being a football fan and player safety. Helmet to helmet on Latimer. No flags, but he's knocked out with a concussion. Fuck the refs. You want to know why I hate refs.
And then last week, DeMarcus Lawrence had a karate chop blow to Eli's head. They tackled Sterling Shepard. I mean, I don't know. Maybe player safety is out the window when people are playing the Giants. They don't give a shit about us. I don't know, but these refs are horrible. And those were game-changing plays that we had in Dallas. You know, this game was just terrible. I mean, on both sides of the ball. And when you're playing down, it's hard to give Saquon more carries because then the East clock, it works against us. So whether it's Daniel Jones, who cares? I just want to win. And even with the backup receivers that we have, we were still getting some separation. O-line didn't play anywhere near as good as last week. You had, five, six batted balls the D-line had, and one of them wasn't even Eli's fault, deflected, and the D-line intercepted it. Why is the offensive line getting pushed back in his face with their bat and these balls down? So offensive line needs to get their stuff together as well. But the coaching, man, the coaching and false sense of pride that we have in the front office and the coaches, like, you need a better scheme. Even switching to the 3-4 scheme, I felt, was iffy because this is that 90s Giants defense where we had big, humongous men, just like how Pittsburgh always has those lifestyle linebackers. This isn't Carl Banks, Gary Reese, Harry Carson, and LT. This is Lowe Carter. Yeah, let go of B.J. Goodson. We got Conley, the rookie from Wisconsin, and you know, X-Man, O'Chain Simmons from Old Dominion. So this isn't that 3-4 style. Yeah, we have bigger linemen with B.J. Hill, you know, Dexter Lawrence, and I forget the other end, but those linebackers, you need linebackers who can flow, who can make tackles side to side, and who can play pass coverage, and we don't have that. Tay Davis, he can come up and hit, just like he smeared Zeke Elliott last week. He's not a cover guy, though, so we got to know our personnel, and we got to switch up that scheme because we're giving away too many plays and put the right people in there. You know, what would it hurt to put in Tuzar Skipper? Look him up. He wore number 51 on YouTube from the Steelers. He's a Giant. Why was he not on the field? Put in Corey Ballantyne. Start him. Sit Baker down. Let him cool off. Do what he needs to do. Don't put him back in that situation. It's not fair to him or us. So we got to get this together. You know, we got to get this together. We cut a lot of the wrong players, I felt like, at the end of preseason, and thank goodness we brought back T.J. Jones because we saw that he could do this, but then they cut him. Just like Alonzo Russell, he's 6'4", 206. We need to bring him back. Big body guy with short hands, can play under pressure. I don't know why we let him go. So we got to turn this around in the front office. The season's not over, but we got to make this. We got to make these decisions here as coaches and stop the nonsense and play real football and have the right people in place to do it. Bleed blue.
Bleed blue, that is a great DB Nation checking in with us on the side. But now, DB Nation, you have a question for the state coaches behind you, real quick. You got Hugh the Mask, you got Christian, you got the one with us behind you. You got a question for them?
No, because I mean, we all have our own opinions, and we're all entitled to our own opinions. But I just feel like, you know, it's time to win. It's time to just move forward and make this happen. I mean, Eli has served his time, and everyone's time comes. No one can play forever. So if that was his last throw as a Giant, which was a horrible throw into triple coverage, which we all saw, unfortunately, then bring in the kid. Bring in Daniel Jones. He can move the pocket. Obviously, he's athletic. He is accurate from what we've seen. And even though we have backup receivers, those kids were still getting separation. Oh, one other point, Steve. What the hell is up with the offensive game plan? Do the coach not like Evan Engram? That was my question, actually. Like, we go to this guy. He's, to me, he's the best vertical threat in terms of tight end in the league. Fastest tight end. We give him a little screen. Eli overthrew him. And then we gave him, like, one other dinky pass. Like, Evan Engram is a monster. He needs to be incorporated into this offense, just like how Vernon Davis was. Just like any good tight end, a good vertical threat. We need Evan Engram to be a staple in this offense, and he's not. And that hurts because he's healthy now, and we're not going to him. So we look stupid with this animal on the sideline of a tight end who's a vertical threat mismatch nightmare for anyone on defense, and we're not even going to Evan Engram. So that's on Sherman. That's on coaching once again. Know your personnel. Put these guys in. Why are we not going to Evan Engram 10 times a game? That's beyond me. Once again, a false sense of pride of these morons coaching the Giants.
All right, that's cute. There's been Hugh's thoughts, and then we get Chris's thoughts, and of course the Warren's thoughts, Evan Engram, Anthony Amanda, him, the offensive game. DB Nation, thank you very much. Now, Hugh, if you can answer DB Nation's question as far as Evan Engram and your thoughts on the game, fire with you. And then we get the person and the Warren behind you. We'll go around for final thoughts.
Yeah. I said that Evan Engram should be used as a wideout, point blank. The dude runs a 4.4. He's 6'4", runs a 4.4. That's wideout speed. Okay? He's not a tight end. He's a wide receiver. He stretches the field by himself. Outside of what we got. He's really the only receiver we got. Let's be honest with ourselves. Now, with this being said, I don't know what the hell Pat Shurmur's doing. Yo, Pat Shurmur got to go. I'm sorry. He has to go. You cannot be offense coordinator and head coach at the same time. It doesn't work. Never has, never will never work. Pat Shurmur has Mike Shula sitting up in the booth. Quality control. What the fuck does that mean? Quality control? Well, I got to make sure they get to the right place. You know, I got to make sure that the blocking assignments, the zone blocking is looking good. No. Use what you have around you. Trust your offensive coordinator. Mike Shula sitting up in the booth. He needs to be down on the field. I'm sick of this. Mike Shula needs to be down on that field calling plays. Pat Shurmur needs to be managing the game. Point blank, period. Now, I saw a lack of discipline on both sides of the ball. Let's be honest with ourselves. There was zero discipline. Okay? Zero discipline on defense. James Bettinger, turn in your key card right now. Now! Turn it in. Because that 3-4, you escorted Singleton and Frank Gore pretty much to the end zone. You pretty much gave him a police escort from what I saw. And it's ridiculous. No assignment. You're blowing assignments. Your gap protection was, like, weak. I'm seeing, you know, Frank Gore ripping off 8-yard runs. He's looking like a rookie back there. You know what I'm saying? Having a field day back there. I'm seeing Singleton having a field day back there. Josh Allen, really? This dude is escaping pressure by pushing himself up into the pocket. This is ridiculous. It is totally ridiculous. No, I mean, yeah, we got 3 sacks. Hooray. 3 sacks. Let's throw a celebration. But the thing is, there is zero discipline on this team. Zero. Okay? James Bettinger, he has to go. Has to go. Zero. He has to turn in his key card. Somebody grab his key card. Somebody push him to his car and push his car out of that motherfucking parking lot right now. Shurmur, you about to be behind him. Because this is ridiculous. I wouldn't say that this was a gimme game, because Buffalo is no slouch team, but it was a winnable game. Winnable. Very winnable game. Very winnable. And you blew it. This is why I don't understand what the hell is going on with this scheme. We're going to bring pressure. Bettinger's like, we're going to bring pressure, you know, for Eric. No. 3-4, you're more about, you know, coverage in the middle of the field. I didn't see that either. Alec Ogletree, really? Where was you at? Tuzar Skipper, I think he was on the sideline, you know, dipping in oxygen. I don't know. You know. Yeah, DeAndre Baker got beat like a drum. Again. Sit him down. He needs help. But the thing is, it's the scheming. On that 3-4 defense, that scheming is horrible. James Bettinger has to go. They need to run his ass out of town. Seriously, run his ass out of town. I could play better defense like that on Madden. And I don't even run 3-4. I run 4-3. Let's be honest with ourselves. I get pressure with Lorenzo Carter. Average about 6 sacks a game. And I'm like, you're misusing your personnel. I don't get it. I'm at a loss for words right now, because I'm like, I damn near threw the remote through the TV watching that trash. This team better wake the fuck up. 0-2, we're in a race for the basement right now with the Redskins. Seems like that's a normal thing the past 4 or 5 years. Seems like we're going to be, you know, well, we'll sleep on the couch in the basement when you guys sleep above the steps. Or Watson sleeps on the couch and we'll sleep above the steps. That's what it seems like. And I'm sick of it. I am totally sick of it. I am totally angry right now, and I can't express enough lack of discipline on both sides of this damn ball, offense and defense. Lack of discipline is going to not win you games. It's going to get that coach run out of town. It's going to have fans burning tickets in that goddamn parking lot. And that's all I got to say about that.
All right, man. Keep it in mind. Yeah, we got a question for you before we get to Christian and Worm. You got a question for those guys and gals as far as schematically, as far as like strategically for Christian and Worm. We have a question for them. We go for Christian and Worm.
Repeat that again. I'm sorry, you're fading out.
Do you have a question for stakeholders behind you? Schematically or strategically?
No, no, I have no question. I've said it. What I thought, what I saw with this game, it's just basically boiling down to a lack of discipline on both sides of the ball. That's what it is. Lack of discipline.
All right,
there's no discipline. I don't see any discipline.
Right on. I got you. I feel you on that. Let's bring on Christian. Christian, get your thoughts as far as what you saw from the game. And I know you're
I'm burning up mad.
How did this not happen, Christian? Talk to
us. It was a mess from the very beginning. You know, I even want to take it back, and this is personally. This is my personal opinion. This all started way back at the fucking draft. That's how this whole snowball effect fucking started. That's how it all started. We were doomed from the fucking draft, and I'm tired of people saying we're building. We've been building for 4 fucking seasons. There's no excuse. We can't capitalize on anything. Multiple opportunities to score, we can't do it. If you can't perform, you got to sit. We're not utilizing the bench at all. You got well-to-do players supposedly sitting on the bench. For what? If you can't do your job, you sit down. At this point in the game, what do we got to lose? The penalties were bananas. Every time we go to score, a penalty on the Giants. Stupid shit. Stupid. Getting beat on the run, missed tackles. Management is just trash all the way down. All the way down. Schumer's garbage, and I'm just tired of it. It's the same old fucking shit every season. We're predictable. We were sloppy as hell. And the call plays are on repeat every week. Every week. There's no shakeup at all. Not in the defense, not in the old. It's the same shit on repeat every single week. If you would have put Jones in there, it would have made a damn bit of fucking difference. Want to know why? Because the fucking play calls were trash. He might have got us a few more yards. He might have got us maybe one more touchdown. Other than that, no. And that's if he can secure the friggin' ball. Nobody's comfortable with anybody on this team. Nobody is. We can't even trust in each other right now. That's an issue. Your O-line is only as good as your quarterback and vice freaking versa. These quarterbacks, anywhere else in the league, these guys got 20 minutes to throw the fucking ball, not us. They weren't even blitzing and the line was breaking down. It was a mess. It was an absolute mess. We need to utilize the bench. There's no luster. There's no shine. There's no drive. It's lazy football. I've never seen anything so lazy in my life. If you guys want to know, if you guys don't want to play, let us know now. Because we gave up. That was a winnable game. Absolutely a winnable game. But the call plays are trash. And it's a trickle-down effect. So, you know, I don't even know what to say. It was a winnable game, and there was no reason for us to lose when you've got talented guys sitting on the bench that aren't being utilized. I don't understand it. I don't understand it. Nobody played the position. We were stepping on each other's toes just like last week. Just like last week. Barkley can't carry this team on his own. We can't trust anybody but Barkley, and we can't even make a hole for him. Not even a 2-second hole. It's just frustrating. It was just frustrating, but I still believe you, but thanks for having me, guys.
Absolutely, Chris. Now, Chris, you have a question for the world. You heard everybody else quitting, DB Nation, Manny Dawes.
Okay.
Everybody else. Like, you have a question for Warren's right behind you. We go to Warren, and he goes back to the final, and then final thoughts after that. You have a question as far as this team offensively or the team?
I'd like to know from everybody who you would trust in more right now as a quarterback, just on the fly, Eli or Jones?
That's a straightforward question for the Warren Johnson, Christian. And Christian, thank you very much. Now, Warren, give us your thoughts as far as Christian's question. Right there on the table for you, man. What's your thoughts on that, the Warren?
Honestly, at this point, quarterback-wise, I don't think it really makes a difference. I don't. The play calling is horrible. You know, Evan Engram is underutilized and not utilized the proper way. He should be split out, you know, at least to the hash marks and, you know, open up the seam a little. I guess it was a great job bringing Jones back. I don't know why he was cut in the first place. And Barkley, they use him the first half, and then, you know, they just, whatever, he's gone. In the second half. So, I mean, as far as quarterback-wise, it ain't going to make a difference. It's really not. You know, maybe Jones will get him maybe one more score, a couple more yards. But, I mean, it's pointless. I think Shula needs to come down out of the box and take care of the play calling because Shermer's not cutting it. He showed us last year. The red flag for me was that Eagles game in Philly that we had won, and Shermer's play calling cost us that game. I don't really have too many high hopes. I mean, this defense is getting shredded in the seam. They got to get out of that zone coverage and get up, play man, and press the receivers. They're just you have slot receivers, you have tight ends running up the seam into the flats with no type of resistance at all from the secondary. You know, you have tight ends coming with free release off the offensive line, no chip from the defensive ends at all. The backers don't even touch them; they just let them go. Slot receivers they do whatever they want. You got to come out play a little press. Slow down the routes. Get the timing off. When you have a chance to make an interception, you got to make an interception. The Bethea one was kind of questionable whether he could have caught it or not, but the other two, those are two turnovers that need to be made. Sloppy play all around from everybody, except for Barkley. You know, and there's just lack of discipline. Ever since they did Coughlin dirty, this team's discipline has gone down the shitter. They have no discipline whatsoever. The false starts, the, you know, offsides penalties, the illegal procedures, Jesus Christ. You know what the fucking snap count is. There's no excuse for offensive linemen. You know the snap count. You know, you have defensive tackles jumping offsides. The ball's right the fuck in front of you. The fuck are you looking at? And these linebackers got to get their eyes out of their fucking backfield and stop biting on play-action passes and play your responsibility. It's just lack of discipline, lack of scheme, and a lack of focus. I guess, you know, the Giants can get a participation ribbon for, you know, I guess coming out of the locker room, if you want to count that as something. Other than that, that's it. It's pathetic. And, you know, my section I was in, I felt like I was in Buffalo. There's nothing but Buffalo fans. The highlight of the day was, you know, meeting up with you in the parking lot, and then I got a poster when the game was over. That was cool. At least it was better than the friggin' the coupon for a Frosty after a December game that they lose in the cold. But about it.
Man, that is a shout out to the one, man. It was great seeing you at the game today at the tailgate. And, I mean, it wasn't a lot of Bills fans, but, I mean, the Bills fans did represent Bills Mafia and jumping through tables and all that other shit. Bates, you got any thoughts? You heard Kristen sound off. You heard Warren sound off. You heard Billy Bob, and everybody asked Andre. We're going to get some final thoughts from everybody, but, Bates, you have a quick chime in real quick before we get to everybody, before we go out for final thoughts starting with Lady B.
Absolutely, man. Everybody got some great points, man. It's I don't know, man. It's a cluster. It's a clusterfuck. We don't have a good product to put out on the field, and changes need to be made and adjustments from the top all the way down. Now, will the organization make those changes, or will they do what they did before? I feel like it was we're back to a few years ago when we know Eric Flowers sucked and that was an issue, and they never made a change. It took them like a year and a half to make a change. So I know we got young people on there. I know we got an elder statesman, Eli, but some changes need to be made. If we're truly in a rebuilding phase, put all the young boys out there. If they're going to screw up, at least we know we put young talent out there. But the lack of talent, I saw on Instagram, so Jack Rabbit said, you can't cover anyone when the quarterback can pat the ball 10 times. That's true. There's no rush. The quarterbacks are too our opposing quarterbacks are too comfortable out there. So it's really hard to cover when there's no they're not getting moved off their spot, and you can't make a play in the backfield. It's ridiculous. You know what we are not built for a 3-4. We don't have the talent for a 3-4. So, I mean, everyone has great points, and it's frustrating. And it's frustrating to pay money and go to these games and see that kind of product out there. We know we love our football Giants. Everyone here that calls in loves the Giants. That's not even arguable, but we want to see winning football. And it's been a couple of years since we've seen winning football. Are we trending in that area? I don't know. It doesn't look that way, but it's early still. The season's not over. But it's not trending that way. And I think the major issue is coaching. This game plan offensively and defensively is rudimentary. And we start out good, first two series on offense or offensive defense, and then we fall apart. I don't know, man. But, you know, I'm bleeding blue. I'm still repping my boys, but it's like it's frustrating year after year seeing the same thing. They need to make a change, because whatever they're putting out on the field, whatever they're scheming for, it's not working. And getting rid of talent
Understood.
Don't help the situation.
Right. Understandable. The honorable D. Bates, man. We're going to wrap up the show. Get all the information off of the rest of the year's let's get to Lady Blue. Lady Blue, give us 30 seconds. Final call.
My final thought is offenses don't win games. You can put up as many points as you want. It doesn't matter who our quarterback is. Look at what happened in 2015 when we played the Saints. We still lost 52-49. You know why? Because defenses are the ones that win ball games. So unless we fix our defense and our coaching, we're in for a long, painful season. Like I said, this is the 70s all over again. But, hey, I still bleed blue. I was around then, and I'll be around now.
And God bless you for being around, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. Mandy Dawn, final thoughts. Shout out to Lady Blue. Lady Blue,
yo, man,
enjoy
I'm
the festivities
like
in Tampa Bay. Go ahead, Mandy Dawn.
I cannot wait. Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, I can't wait till next week when we put Daniel Jones at linebacker and Eli at corner and they start turning the ball over for us and we getting picks and interceptions because, you know, the cornerbacks, they play great defense out here. Shut the fuck up with the bullshit. I don't care who you put at quarterback. If we can't stop the ball, we can't win games. But, yeah, we should have never drafted Eli, that middle linebacker from Ole Miss. Bleed blue.
Bleed blue, man. Blitz_FOG on Instagram. Wow, that's fire right there, man. Blitz_FOG. Instagram fire tonight. The Instagram fire. The Instagram is gonna be fire tonight, man. I got a lot. I can't wait to chime in on everything what Armani Dunn has got to say, man. Blitz_FOG on Instagram. Final thoughts, man. Thank you very much. Doris, your final thoughts. Give us your 30 seconds.
You said me, Doris? Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, our defense stinks. I'm just waiting for week four and see what happens. And I'm just waiting to call the front office. Bleed blue.
Now, Doris, if you do the conference call to the front office, do you have any dogs, BB Nation? Do you have Dre? You have Frank on that call.
We all need to call the front office. Every last one of us.
Let's do it. Everybody was calling and putting in a petition when they benched Eli.
This is when we really need to be petitioning and calling the front office. Because I called the front office when that bitch benched Eli. Yeah, I was.
What do you want to do, Doris, what do you want to do?
I'm giving it until it's week four. When Golden Tate come back, I'm going to see if it makes a difference and give the defense another chance to get it together. I'm giving them two more games. To get the defense together.
I'm down. Now, Manny Dawes, are you down? I think you're still on the line. Your mic is still open. You want to call the front office? You can get on the conference call. All the front offices as a family. You want to do that, Manny Dawes? Good.
I'm saying, I damn sure called them when they benched Eli. I sure did. And I signed the petition.
All right. That's two more weeks. We can do that. Doris, thank you very much. I'm down. Yeah. I'm really down. And Manny Dawes, you want to do that? You can do it.
Well, come on.
Doris is going to call the front office. They're going to all be on that call when Doris calls the front office.
I will be there with bells on, son.
I'm with it. All right. Let me do that.
I'm with it. I'm 100% with it. Bet.
Now, Dre, are you with it too? Before we get you heard Manny Dawes. Manny Dawes is with it. Dre, you want to get on that call? We get Doris to call in. We're all patching. What's good? Dre?
Yeah.
All right. Dre, get
yeah, yeah. When is it going to be?
She said 2 weeks. She said after
2 weeks.
Before,
yeah,
so that would be the
yeah,
question.
Yeah, yeah. Let me me know. Yeah, definitely let me know.
Your final thoughts, sir.
All right, final. I want to mention something right quick. Yeah, you guys heard what Lady Blue said at the beginning. She thinks that we should just stop scoring first. Remember last week I said we're the only fan base that need to be worthy when we score first, because once we get the lead. Conservative. It's crazy that I didn't even watch the game. And when I saw that we scored first, Barkley 27-yard touchdown, and I looked and we was down like 14-7, I said, I'm not watching the game, but I guarantee you they stopped giving Barkley the ball. I looked, I think Barkley had like maybe 10 carries or whatever since after he had like 10 carries.
So then we start scoring points. We look like we making a comeback. I look back in the stats. Barkley got 19 carries. I was like, mm-hmm. They started giving him the ball after we, you know, after we got away with worked and got us the points the first place. So I, listen, I don't know what's going on. Like I told you guys, Coughlin, McAdoo, and now Sherman. We get the lead. They play conservative. It got to be the front office, man. It got to be don't. You can't run up the score or whatever because there's no way in hell those three coaches coach the same. You know, the Sherman and McAdoo, they soft. Coughlin is a hard-nosed, you know, get up in there and whoop somebody's ass coach. You know, he still got the mentality from the 80s and 90s, you know, tough, hard-nosed football. But even he was towards the end, even he was, you know, sitting on leads and stuff. But, yeah, I'm with Doris, man. I just want to see when Tate come back. Let's see if that does anything when Tate come back.
All right. I think we should look into it, man. We might have to do that on the next preview show versus the Buccaneers on Thursday, man. Dre, shout out for everything you've done, man. And God bless family and family, man. We know a lot of people who don't know what you're going through. I want to shout you out, man. Yeah, I'm much respect, man, to you and your family. God bless, man. And, of course, let's go to Frank, the final thought. Give us a quick 30 seconds. You got to wrap up. Go ahead, Frank, final thought.
Yeah, basically for me is, you know, bad ownership here. You know, where's the accountability for ownership with Gettleman making the choices he made and Shermer not being a coach? But, again, you can't blame it all on everybody, right? So we laughed at the Cleveland Browns fans. They didn't win a game in 2 years, and now it's our turn. So we're the Hard Knocks team going forward, and, you know, we got 4 or 5 years to rebuild, and we might get back up there. That's pretty much it. I still got those tickets. Three.
Frank, shout out to Frank. Yeah, I think another one. Thank you very much. Yeah, Frank, man, thank you very much. Billy Bob, you're in your films. Give us 30 seconds and being in your films. We'll wrap up. We'll get everybody else. Go ahead, Billy Bob.
All right, last thing. Like I said, notice how everybody said know your personnel when I was yelling that out before. But I'm going to get back to this here. Everybody's saying it's front office's coach. But I want y'all to understand, Eli has been through three regimes. And everybody blaming the front office. We go from Todd Coughlin, from Kevin Gilbride, to McAdoo, to Sherman. When are we going to sit here with a person that got paid all this money and just say, damn, it's Eli? Why? Y'all got me in my feelings. Y'all want to, it's Eli. Eli been through four regimes now. Offensive coordinators. And we still had to say, we still come. Eli the only person that's been on this team for 16 years struggling. And we still at the same point. I want that. This ain't my final thought. That's food for thought. God damn it, that's food for thought. Look, Eli been through four officer coordinators. And we still at the same point. And y'all know what got me? When we talk about discipline, how it's 21, it's 28 to 14, we don't have a sense of urgency. But I'm watching the game, and it's like 10 seconds, and I'm watching us run hurry up offense. I'm like, where was that about? I'm like, that is like totally boring me, because I'm like, he's the leader on the team. How the hell you don't have that sense of urgency to say, hey, guys, let's hurry up, let's move this pace. We're not down. We're only down 14-21 at one point. And then we can see Eli, and then, like, he throws an interception, then we come back, and I'm like 10 seconds left, and they're out there running hurry-up offense. The game is over with, and we run a hurry-up offense with 10 seconds. I'm giving y'all food for thought. I'm going to try to sleep on that. Four offensive coordinator. I might be miscounting. That's food for thought, final thoughts. Take it how y'all want to take it.
Food for thought, final thoughts, and Billy Bob has just been in the show. Billy Bob, man, we hope we get to see you in Tampa Bay next week. Shout out to Billy Bob, man. Shout out to him. DB Nation, man, give us your final thoughts. Give us about 30, 40 seconds. We go to Christian and the rum and go Bakes and we'll wrap up.
All right, final thoughts, y'all. I mean, like I said, everyone's entitled to their opinion.
quarterbacks don't play defense. No offensive player plays defense unless they play defense. So I'm going to leave that at that. But I want to win games. So if it's Daniel Jones, so be it. But it's all the coaching, man. Even with the lack of, you know, moving past, it should have been no huddle. That's coaching. That's coaching. Come on. Come on, get it going. And also, communication is key, but that also goes back to coaching. I don't know how many times on defense guys are lined up, especially secondary, DeAndre Baker, a couple linebackers. It looks like they were out of position. They even know what the coverage was, and the Bills are lining up to get snapped. That falls back to coaching. Get these guys ready so they know what their assignments are before an actual game. That's why we have practice. That's why we have preseason. Coaching, coaching, coaching. It all has to improve on both sides. And until then, we're going to still see more of the same. So they got to get that stuff better because we don't want to see people trying to check what the coverage is or what the defense is during the play or right before the play. So that's they got to fix that on both sides. So hopefully they will get this together because nobody wants to see more of this nonsense. Bleed blue.
Bleed blue, man. DB Nation, man. The honorable DB Nation firing away on the final quarter. Thank you very much. Christian, give us about 30, 45 seconds of the management of the baseball. Go ahead, Christian.
Yeah, it comes down to management and the higher-ups. That's it. That's what it is. There's no repercussions for what these guys are doing, and it keeps on rocking, and it keeps on getting worse. So unless that changes, nothing's going to change. So bleed blue.
Shout out to Christian, man. Christian, thank you very much. And I know you're burning that at 0-2 start with us, Paul. It's frustrating, but thank you for all your opinions, everything you do as far as making this fan base go, man. Big deal. Shout out to Christian. Warren, your final thoughts before we go to base.
If the Giants was a restaurant, they would have been out of business 8 years ago for serving a poor product. That's about it.
Shout out to the Worm, man. Worm is great. I know Giants fans rocking with you every day at the tailgate, man. It's great to hear your thoughts as far as your opinion on the show, on this episode plural, but also as far as Giants fans connect with you at MetLife Stadium. It's nothing like this. Like you're like Moses. You're like the Moses from the fan base. Everybody gravitates you, man. It's crazy, man. Thanks. Your final thoughts, and please tell Bakes everybody how they can get some patches, how they can get, as far as the events coming up, Tampa Bay next weekend, Chicago, all that shit. Bakes, you already know. Fire away, man.
All right, y'all. Well, thanks again coming on and talking football with us every week. It's not what we want, but it's what we got. Next week will be our first frontliner tailgate of the year. We will be in Tampa. That is week 3 in Tampa. The tailgate will start off Friday, 7 p.m., a meet and greet at the Giants Suncoast Bar, the North 30th Sports Bar and Grill. Saturday we'll have community service in the morning, and then at night we'll have a pre-tailgate party at the Tampa Stadium Hotel. Sunday will be the tailgate, lot 14 for the tailgate, and then the game. If you're still planning to come and you haven't scalped your tickets, we'd love to see y'all. We know we're expecting a good turnout, at least before this game, so we don't know. But we'll be happy to see you and be ready to hear. There's no price for the tailgate. Please just bring something to help the tailgate. Keep going, whatever you can bring or donate. Thank you. Bleed blue. Also, NYG Frontliners, follow us on Instagram, Frontliners NYG on Twitter. You can reach me also and the Frontliners, or reach us at the Frontliners on Facebook. Also, you can reach out on any of those mediums if you're interested in patches. And I will have patches when we are in Tampa. Bleed blue, everyone.
Bleed blue, man. The honorable Bakes, man. NYG Frontliners, NYG. Thank you very much. I gotta get me more patches, man. So next week in Tampa Bay, I'm gonna cop with some patches, man. I wanna put it.
I got you. And one more quick tip.
Ooh, yeah.
We're gonna have raffles. We're gonna have raffles at the meet and greet. Come early. We're gonna have raffles. We're gonna have some free giveaways, and we're raffling off several Giant jerseys or T-shirts. So definitely come to the meet and greet if you can this Friday.
Now, babe, are you going to raffle off some livers, some organs, some body organs for this Giants, man? We're going to be drinking a lot next weekend, man. Are we raffling off some livers out there, man? It's good.
We will have to search the black market for those. I can't make a promise. But we're definitely going to be drinking, so definitely celery juice, everybody, this week. Celery juice cleanses the liver. So get your celery juice on this week, because we're going to be tossing them back.
I might raffle off some Uber rides back to everybody's destination to their hotel. I might put that in, man. I might, so everybody get a safe time. I might put it in a personally Uber ride for everybody's base, man. I want to shout out to Ashin, a Lady Blue, Doris, Dre. Shout out to Dre. God bless Dre for everything that you've done with your family, man. God bless, man. Frank, Billy Bob. Shout out, of course, to Kristen, the Worm, Q the Mask, Many Dogs, DB Nation, 14 Roundtable, Giants fall to the Bills. I want to thank everybody at Mustang Ferries and Midtown on 7th Avenue at Midtown for having us and letting us do our post-game thing with the stakeholders. We'll be back this upcoming Thursday versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Thursday, 7 p.m. Sangre El Tu, sorry that the game sucked. And we can't do nothing about it, but we can definitely discuss as far as how things go, man.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it?